Good morning. I want to start clarifying the halachos of Shemitah in regards to Esregim, which come from Eretz Israel. And we'll also touch on whether the issue of Shemitah would apply to Lulavim from Eretz Israel and Hadassim from Eretz Israel, because those there is what to clarify whether it applies or not. To give an introduction, the Torah gives multiple mitzvahs, Midrashim and Midrabbanan, in regards to the produce of Shemitah. And we're going to list those halachas and see which ones apply to Esregim, which ones do not, and how we deal with that. The first one is, there's an issue about his karka. The Torah prohibits working the fields. Whatever is done to maintain the trees which are there is mutter. To advance the trees and make them better, etc., is not, but to maintain the trees is mutter. So we're not dealing with at this point in time working the fields, but where this is relevant is there's an issue of being over the soda. What happens when a person was over the soda? Does that make it also pretty evident? The soda which was navad, is it also pretty evident? And what actions are mutter to do? And therefore, this question, they would not have a status of navad to make it potentially being also b'di evet. So we have to clarify if nevad is also b'di evet, the produce which is produced from a field which is which has been worked, and what actions are permitted and do not go into under the umbrella of the iser of avodas karka. Person has to be mafka the field. He has to make the field available for other people to come in and take. If a person is not mafka the field is called shomer. What is the status of the produce in a situation where it's shomer? Does the produce become usher or not? The third halacha, which is not relevant to esregim, is the halacha of svichim. Svichim is that things which grow on their own without being navad, just not being over the karka, just they grow on their own. There are certain things which are limited. You may not eat them, even though they grow on their own. It doesn't apply to trees, to fruit of trees. So that would not be relevant to the Esreg or the Hadassim or to the Lulavim. Now, the fourth point is there's a halachos of how you use the produce of trees. There's a kedusha on the peiros. You're allowed to eat them. What else are you allowed to do with them? There's limitations of what you're allowed to do with them. You can't do something which is going to be mafsid the pri. La'achlo, vidarshin la'achlo, below the hefsid. And this halacha takes with it the kedusha of the peiros, transfers actually to the money, which is the person purchases peiros of shvius. The kedusha is transferred to the money. I have to clarify what halachas that would have. The fifth issue is that you're not allowed to do business with payers of Shemitah payers. You can't do business with them. You have to clarify what is called business. And the sixth halacha is the halacha of beer. At some point in time, I'm allowed to go take from the field and bring home for my own personal use. Even though I'm not the owner of the field is hefker, I can take and I can use it. But Chazal understand that's only based on the Psukim, it's only in a scenario where there's still produce in the field. When it reaches the point that there's no produce left of that type in the field, it's no longer available in the wild, as it were. So then the people who have it at home have to do a process of beer, of removing it from their home and making it available for people to take, other people to take. The zman of the beer for an esrog that is assumed to be in the poskim is the month of Shvat, so it would not be relevant during the sukkahs, Yom Tov of sukkahs. It would be relevant if a person has the esrog still with them by the time they reach the month of Shvat. So he would have halachas of how to deal with halachas of beer, when that halachas apply, and when they don't apply. All that has to be clarified. There is a seventh din, which is Shemitah's Ksofim, which we spoke about in regards to principle. There are some other dinim which Chazal put in place as well, that a person is not supposed to transport Peres Shviyas outside of Eretz Israel. He's not supposed to export them. So how are we going to export the Esrogim? What is necessary to permit that? Chazal, we're concerned that if you have money which has Kedusha Shviyas on it, giving it to somebody who is not knowledgeable of the halachas, he might misuse that money for not for the permitted purposes. So there's an issur of giving Dmei Peres Shviyas to an Amoritz. You also have to clarify what makes something a Shemitah produce. Is it depending on when it started growing, depending on when it was picked, and what are the rules for that as well? So those are the points I want to try and clarify in the next few shiurim, and meanwhile, have a good